Virgin Hyperloop One sets new speed record. Virgin Hyperloop One has completed its third phase of testing at Devloop, the world's first full-scale Hyperloop test site, achieving historic test speeds of 387 km per hour, 240 miles per hour. The company also tested a new airlock designed to transition pods between atmospheric and vacuum conditions. The company reports that all components of the system were successfully tested, including the airlock, high-efficiency electric motor, controls and power electronics, magnetic levitation and guidance, pod suspension and the vacuum. The tests were conducted in a tube depressurized down to the equivalent air pressure experienced at 200,000 feet above sea level. A Virgin Hyperloop One pod quickly lifts above the track using magnetic levitation and glides at airline speeds for long distances due to its ultra-low aerodynamic drag. The recent Phase 3 testing continues to prove the incredible persistence and determination of our Devloop team, the close to 200 engineers, machinists, welders, and fabricators who collaborated to make Hyperloop a reality today, said Josh Jeagle, Virgin Hyperloop One's co-founder and chief technology officer. The continued support from our existing investors Caspian Venture Capital and DP World highlight their adamant belief in our ability to execute. A Hyperloop system could solve a number of pressing challenges, including transportation, shipping and traffic management. It could be just the solution this engineering project to manage traffic in modern Ethiopia needs. Virgin Hyperloop One has also named Richard Branson its non-executive chairman and raised an additional $50 million ahead of its Series C round of funding with investments from Caspian Venture Capital and DP World. Branson joined the Virgin Hyperloop One board of directors in October 2017 after Virgin Group invested in the company and formed a global strategic partnership. The company is in the process of rebranding itself Virgin Hyperloop One. I am excited by the latest developments at Virgin Hyperloop One and delighted to be its new chairman, said Branson. The recent investment by our partners Caspian Venture Capital and DP World sets up the company to pursue opportunities in key markets in the Middle East, Europe and Russia as it develops game-changing and innovative passenger and cargo ground transport systems. The $50 million investment brings the total financing raised by Virgin Hyperloop One to $295 million since its founding in 2014. For more information on the Hyperloop, check out our feature, Hyperloop, the story so far.